Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. We welcome Bill Gertz of the Washington Times to help us understand remarks by the man who has scheduled Navy Admiral Sam Paparo to command Indo-PACCOM. That's the front line of the front line against the aggression by the People's Republic of China and the Axis of Resistance. And this quote in Bill Gertz's recent article about the admiral and his remarks as he prepares to take control of the front line. We find ourselves in a 21st century changing security environment with a late 20th century defense industrial base that's oriented on efficiency instead of effectiveness. Bill, a very good evening to you. That's a very polite way of saying we're not ready. Is that how to interpret that? And who is the admiral saying this to, and what is going to happen? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Yeah, Admiral Paparo is very outspoken. He's blunt, and he was asked during his recent confirmation hearing before the Senate Armed Services Committee on what he needed to bolster deterrence against a Chinese move against Taiwan or someplace or Philippines or Japan. And he basically said he needed everything. He needed better logistics. He needed better weapon systems, long-range missile strike capabilities. So I think he's sounding the alarm that despite recognizing the Pentagon has recognized China as a pacing threat, undefined, very vaguely defined. And he's saying, look, we got to do more, and especially in the area of logistics, which is the glamorous capability to supply your troops with equipment and weapons in the field. And again, we're dealing with a situation where tensions are high. The Chinese have said they want Taiwan. They want to be ready to go against Taiwan by 2027. And the U.S. is doing as much as it can to deter them. And so he's saying this is one of the key things we need to deter them is a better logistics, better military logistics.
Gordon, do you hear the admiral loud and clear? Does Washington hear the admiral loud and clear? You watch it very carefully on mass media. Is Washington getting the message?
If by Washington you mean the Biden administration,
yes.
The answer is no.
You have a question for Bill.
Bill, I believe that logistics, number one deficiency, and it should be the number one priority for the Navy. But the Navy is now building Ford-class carriers, and those won't see, action, until, 2030, 2040, whatever. If the Navy were to understand that logistics is absolutely critical right now and that they don't need to build weapons for the 2040s, if they were to try to divert resources, would they be successful? In other words, do we have the manufacturing base in order to get more money to be able to absorb it and to use it?
Yeah, I think we do. It's a question of resource. I think there's a recognition for the resources. For example, Congress in the latest defense authorization bill authorized, I think, $7 or $9 billion additional funds for what they're calling the Pacific Security Initiative. Again, there's a lot of needs. Ford-class carriers are top of the line and very expensive, but getting down to the nuts and bolts of logistics is key. Paparo said they're doing something called Console, which is a program to basically gather civilian fuel ships and do a bucket brigade in order to get fuel out to the Pacific. So they're looking at these things. I think his real criticism was the focus by the Pentagon on technology as a fix for everything. And in this case, he made a quip that I noted in my column was echoing Stalin's idea that quantity has a quality all its own. Paparo said mass has a logic all its own. He said an app is not going to feed a troop in the field. So it's absolutely critical to raise our level within the combat logistics force. So he's basically saying we need more ships. We need more aircraft. We need more refueling tankers. Those are the kinds of things that we need in addition to having a high-profile carrier like the Ford.
I understand it's speculation, but it's been practiced routinely. What year are the Chinese coming? Is that number moving around with this recognition that the logistics are inadequate? Is that number no longer 27? Is it sooner? Is it later?
Well, you know, it's nobody can predict the future, but you try to take prudent steps to try and prevent it. Like I said, to me, the biggest danger is the situation with Russia and Ukraine. We're just on the anniversary of the Russians going into Ukraine. But I remember the U.S. intelligence got inside the Russian command and control system, and they knew they were going to invade, and yet they were unable to deter this invasion. So that tells me that deterrence of a conventional action that's been telegraphed by the Chinese is going to be very difficult. So they're going to have to basically, you know, the first thing they should have done, in my view, was send a second aircraft carrier strike group to the Pacific, send it to Guam. Now, that's not a specific, especially close to Taiwan in terms of distance, but it would be a major signal to the Chinese that not only do we have one forward deployed carrier, the Reagan, which is based in Yokosuka, Japan, but then we'd have a second carrier group. Those are the kind of things that haven't been done. You know, this idea of a pacing threat that, you know, pace cars don't win races, you know, so that imagery really is also sending the wrong signal. So we definitely need to follow. We'll see what Paparo does when he gets in place. I think he may be pushing back against a lot of the civilians at the Pentagon that are more oriented towards the appeasement mode with China rather than strengthening deterrence and carrying a big stick.
Gordon, you have a question.
Bill, there are rumors that the Navy is going to surge five carriers into the Western Pacific sometime soon. Do you give credence to those rumors?
No, I've seen that. There was one report that was pushing that was the South China Morning Post, which is an interesting kind of a pro-Beijing publication. It used to be relatively independent. It was in Hong Kong, and they've basically been taken over by the Chinese Communist Party in the background. So anything they report, I tend to take with a grain of salt and look at very carefully as if they're trying to say. I think they're transiting carriers from the West Coast, perhaps to the Middle East, because of the situation in the Red Sea with the Houthis. That's kind of a simmering conflict ongoing with missile firings and shooting down of drones. So I don't put too much credence in the reporting. I haven't seen anything from the U.S. side which says we're going to surge carriers there.
Technology. I recently did a report about the Navy planning for unmanned surface vehicles, unmanned subsurface vehicles in the Pacific. Is that magic thinking in Washington to offset this logistical lack? How to hear that sci-fi piece?
Well, I don't think. Excuse me, I'm getting over a cough. I don't think those unmanned systems are going to be the solution. I think their advanced technology and their value added is that you can send weapon systems in harm's way with reducing the threat to human life. But they're not the solution. They're not really the solution. And I think that's what what Paparo was saying when he talked about masks, that we really need to, you know, some of these ideas that people get, they think the technology is going to be the be all and end all for solving our military problems. And that's not really the case. When you get right down to it, it really comes down to raw power, raw military power. And in that case, it means more warships. The Navy needs to produce more manned warships. Sure, we'll take some unmanned as well, but we need more warships. We need more warplanes. We need more better intelligence, better, more submarines. And at the same time, we're spending billions of dollars on bolstering our nuclear force, which has atrophied over the years and is in dire need of modernization. So there's competing interests and use of the budget, and it's going to be very expensive.
Gordon, we have less than a minute if you have a quick question.
So, Bill, you're a close follower of the Pentagon. Which of the services is the most slow-moving and is the most bureaucratic?
Wow, that's a tough question. I think...
The answer is the U.S. Navy, by the way. Let's make it easy for you.
Well, yeah, in terms of not seeing that second carrier group out there. But then again, the Air Force and the Army are pushing very much to play a major role in the Indo-Pacific. There's no good solution to force posture in the Indo-Pacific other than the Navy. It's a naval environment. It's a maritime domain that's dominated by the sea. And therefore, it's really the Navy that needs to be bolstered, and they need to speed up their efforts.
Bill Gertz, national security correspondent, Washington Times, author of most recently Deceiving the Sky, Inside Communist China's Drive for Global Supremacy. Gordon Chang, I'm John Bauch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook, you know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.